Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So yesterday you were at a Women's Agricultural Leadership Conference?
Right. It was the 14th annual Minnesota Women's Agricultural Leadership Conference, and it's a great event to be at for anybody involved in agriculture, but obviously it's geared towards women. But it's a good conference. You meet people from all over the state, from all different kinds of aspects of agriculture and ag business and what have you. And it's a really good function for people to attend.
So the role of women in agriculture, has it changed over the years? I mean, from being sort of maybe some supporting roles to more active roles, or what's the...
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, obviously women farm wives have always been involved in agriculture, but in an unofficial capacity.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were doing a lot of the work, but it wasn't official. Now, in the last few ag censuses that the USDA does, they actually ask now about women as the lead proprietors of an agricultural establishment, a farm or what have you. And that number has really gone up considerably, from the single digits in pretty much in the 90s to double digits now, and it increases all the time.
The thing that I think people need to realize, you know, we think of farms, if we're city boys like me, for instance, and we think of farms mm-hmm. as these wonderful pastoral kind of, oh, it's a great way to live off the land. They're a business. You have to run it like a business.
They really are. And I was talking to people about yesterday. And the great thing about this conference is they have great speakers and everything, but the networking is fantastic. You meet people from all over. And I was talking to people who were talking about setting up their farms as LLCs, mm-hmm. or they are LLCs. And it really is the family business.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And there are a lot of things to consider. You've got, tax planning. You've got succession planning, which
exactly.
is a huge deal
mm-hmm.
for family operations. You know, somebody that's good with numbers is probably good to have involved in an operation.
Right. And with the population growth that's going on in the developing countries and the increase in the middle class in China and India especially, that was what some of the speakers were talking about yesterday. This is a class of people that are getting more money. They're going to be eating more food, eating more meat. Eating more like Americans. The difference is that these countries don't have the farmland that we do, but they have the population that wants to eat. And so this is setting America up for having to essentially double its production in the next 40 or so years. And so, try to wrap your head around that.
That's pretty hard to do, because right now it seems like there's an awful lot of efficiencies going
mm-hmm.
on. So
right.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Well, thanks, Marnie. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.